Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Daytime highs approaching 55 today under cloudy skies with isolated rain showers likely. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Right now, 46.
Mid-America Network News. Governor Laura Kelly has approved updated drought declarations for Kansas counties. According to officials with the Kansas Water Office, Governor Kelly approved updated drought declarations for Kansas counties in Executive Order 2401. While drought conditions have improved greatly in recent months, many counties continue to be negatively impacted by the decline in water supply or strains on water resources, said Governor Laura Kelly. The Kansas Water Office indicated the drought declaration was removed from all 55 counties previously in emergency status and placed 15 counties into the warning status. Some tornado shelters are going away on the Kansas Turnpike. KSN reports that right now drivers can find 21 storm shelters at toll plazas across the state, but soon the agency will get rid of them as they reconfigured the plaza for cashless tolling. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia, a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Police in Southwest Kansas say a 17-year-old boy whose body was found in his wrecked vehicle after weeks of searching had died from injuries sustained in the crash. The Dodge City Police Department said the officers met with Cody Senesiro's family on March 6th to discuss the findings of the final autopsy report. The coroner explained that the final report showed that Cody died from injuries sustained in a motor vehicle crash. The Kansas Highway Patrol crash log indicated that Cody was not wearing a seatbelt. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says they have arrested a Phoenix man in connection to a cold case homicide that occurred in Hutchinson nearly 42 years ago. The KBI said that Wednesday morning, the suspect was arrested for his role in the 1982 murder of Michael McCowan. He was brought back to Kansas and booked into the Reno County Jail Wednesday morning. Michael McCowan, then age 44 of Hutchinson, was found dead on the morning of March 24, 1982. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Grand Island Chamber of Commerce met to discuss the Elimination Property Income and Corporate or EPIC Tax Plan. Here's what President Jamie Carl had to say about the plan.
And you're looking at homes, and you got to factor in another 15 or 22%. On the cost of a home, or 15 to 22% on the cost of a new car, 15 to 22% on the cost of childcare. I think Nebraska becomes very unattractive for young families, or frankly, even retirees on fixed incomes. Nebraska just doesn't look all that attractive. It's certainly not competitive for businesses anymore. I think we would see a major population loss if this thing were to pass.
The Epic Tax Group organization is currently collecting signatures in an attempt to get their plan put on the November ballot. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. During this Severe Weather Awareness Week, the National Weather Service reminds you to be prepared. Stay in front of severe weather with updates from local media sources as well as weather radio. Make sure receiver batteries are fresh. In the event of severe weather, know the terms used, including watches and warnings. Safety and evacuation protocols should be covered and communicated with family, friends, or coworkers, and alternate plans should be developed. When storms hit, be aware of the dangers of high winds, including tornado, but also be aware of lightning safety and the potential for flash flooding. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Kansas. Marshall County Emergency Management offers free emergency alerts, including unexpected road closures, missing persons, evacuations, and etc., which can be sent via text, phone call, and email. Go to the county website, marshallcoks.org, find Emergency Management under the Departments tab and scroll down to Northeast Kansas Emergency Management to enter your information and create your account. You can also find a link on the Marshall County Emergency Management Facebook page or contact their office for information at 562-4550. A program on Medicare Basics through River Valley Extension District is planned Tuesday evening, March 12th in Concordia. Learn about Medicare eligibility, enrollment, options, benefits, supplements, and more. Program begins next Tuesday, 5:30 p.m. at the Cloud County Co-op Conference Room in Concordia and is free. Advance registration appreciated. Phone 785-243-8185. A program on chronic disease self-management will be offered through the River Valley Extension District over a six-week period beginning Thursday, March 14th. At the Republic County Hospital in Belleville, with a focus on helping people and their caregivers manage symptoms, improve quality of life, and reduce health care costs, tips for managing long-term health conditions will be covered. Those with chronic lung disease, bipolar disorder, high blood pressure, IBS, chronic pain, chronic heartburn, HIV, diabetes, or other conditions may benefit from this interactive program, aiming to increase confidence, physical and psychological well-being. More information on the program online at selfmanagementresource.com. Program is free. Participants will receive a copy of Living a Healthy Life with Chronic Conditions. Group will meet a total of six times at the Republic County Hospital in Belleville, Thursdays 10 until noon, beginning March 14th. They're capping the program at 18 participants. Please pre-register at the Washington office of the River Valley Extension District, 785-325-2121. Marysville Public Library will offer come-and-go crafts during spring break each day Monday through Friday next week from 10 to 2. Those under 7 need to be accompanied by someone over the age of 12. Crafts are free and vary each day, running 10 until 2 at the Marysville Public Library. Virginia Jenkins, age 88, of Blue Rapids, passed away February 29th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church Faith Hall in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Visitation Thursday, noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Virginia Jenkins. Walter K. Hendricks, age 85, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned Friday, 10:30, at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wymore. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 11 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Walt Hendricks. Daniel R. Singleton, age 60, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Liberty Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 8 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5:30 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Daniel Singleton. Betty A. Castle, age 94, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Washington Presbyterian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Betty Castle. Hosea S. Harkness, age 90, of Manhattan, formerly of Greenleaf, passed away February 19. Funeral service is planned Monday, March 11, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Christy Andrews, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Hosea Harkness.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Rain showers are likely today, cloudy with their highs in the lower to upper 50s. Rain showers will continue overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with their lows in the upper 20s and mid 30s. Northeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some rain and snow showers are possible early on Friday, otherwise cloudy with their highs in the upper 30s and mid 40s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy skies into Friday night with their lows in the lower to mid 20s. Still breezy, north winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s. Sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. A bit warmer on Monday, sunshine with our highs in the mid 60s and lower 70s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. And more sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for our area this time early March, 52 degrees. Record high on this date, 79. Average low being 28, with the record low being negative 5. Sunrise this morning was at 6:50, while sunset this evening is at 6:26.
They don't have showy bright blossoms, but the season's first wildflowers are out there. We will tell you what to look for next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 7th. It is the 67th day of the year, and actor Bryan Cranston has a birthday. The first wildflower of the season has already sprouted, but don't be expecting pastel petals or delicate aromas. That's because over much of the country, the year's first wildflower is skunk cabbage. And yes, if you crush one of its leaves and take a whiff, you'll find its name is well-deserved. It may initially appear as a rather plain-looking green plant, but here's a fascinating way to identify skunk cabbage. Its unique chemistry allows it to make its own heat. Where there is still snow on the ground, you can spot the plant by the circular patterns of melted snow. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online anytime at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Some things are better together, like burgers and fries, movies and popcorn, and auto and home insurance. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you bundle your auto and home coverage in one policy, saving you money. And if a storm hits and both are damaged, you'll pay a single deductible. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. High school basketball championships are getting underway across the state of Kansas, with many of the 6A and 5A tournaments beginning throughout the day today. As looking at that 6A division across the state of Kansas for the boys basketball, games kick off with the number one team, Shawnee Mission Northwest, tipping against number eight, Wichita East, that's going into the game at 7-15 for the regular season. Number four, Olathe North, that's sitting at 18-4, is going up against the Shawnee Mill Valley High School at 17-5, with the number two, Wichita Heights High School, going in against Wichita Hayesville campus at 14-8 for the season. Overland Park Blue Valley Northwest also finishing off the bracket with Wichita Northwest. The quarterfinals go through the day today, with semifinals going into Friday with two games. Saturday will have the championship and third place games being played throughout the afternoon. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling,
water well service,
trenching services,
test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance,
plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at winnegardrilling.com.
With only one game left in the regular season for college basketball for the Big 12 Conference, Kansas University, for the first time in years, has dropped out of the top 10 in the national AP polls. Cake News reports that the Jayhawks did spend the first 3 weeks of the regular season at the number one slot and has been in the top 10 for the last 3 years. But with consecutive losses over the past few weeks, it's not looking good for the team going into the final game of the regular season on Saturday. In this week's national AP poll, Kansas fell to the number 14 slot nationally, the worst ranking the team has seen since 2020, when they hit the number 15 slot midway through the season. It's also the first time in 21 years where the Jayhawks have seen seven different conference losses under head coach Bill Self. Looking at that national AP poll for the top 25 going into the final week, Houston is sitting number one nationally with a record of 26-3. UConn at number two, Purdue sitting at number three, Tennessee at number four, and Arizona at number five, tied with Iowa State with a record of 23-6.
High school basketball scores from Wednesday state action. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs defeated top seed and undefeated Wichita County 52-35. They move on to semifinal action Friday in Class 2A out at Dodge City versus five-seeded Riverside. Riverside was the runner-up in last year's bracket. In boys action of Class 1A Division 2, two-seeded Axel took on seven-seeded St. John's Beloit Tipton. Eagles led by 7.5 and ran away with that contest 54-32. Eagles will tip off next Friday at 6 p.m. between Northern Valley and Lebo. That game can be heard live on KNDY FM 95.5. Elsewhere around the TVL in Class 1A Division 1 boys substate, Clifton Clyde falls 58-50 to Opie in first round action. Eagles end their season 20-4. Live coverage continues Thursday of state action as four-seeded Hanover gets us tipped off from Great Bend at 4 o'clock as the Lady Wildcats take on four-seeded Buckland. Elsewhere around the TVL, four-seeded Centralia takes on four-seeded Norwich in Class 1A Division 1, while also in that same bracket at 8 o'clock on KNDY FM 95.5. The Frankfort Lady Wildcats, the six-seed, take on three-seed St. John's Hudson. Again, Valley Heights girls and Axel boys victorious in first-round action at state on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Hanover and Frankfort girls tip off Thursday on KNDY FM 95.5.
Valley Heights Lady Mustangs were the number 8 seed, but knocked off top seed and undefeated Wichita County, tipping off the 2A girls state tournament Wednesday in Dodge City. Valley Heights jumping to a 16-10 first quarter lead, never looked back. They outscored Wichita County 3 of 4 quarters. They were tied 7-7 in the third. Ava Smith, double-double, 18 points, 11 rebounds, and Maggie Turber scored 16 for the Valley Heights win as they improved to 19-5, advancing to the semifinals Friday at 2. Wichita County held in check. Megan Rickey and Brianna Rickey, her sister, had 10 points apiece. Wichita County's first loss in 24 starts. As Valley Heights wins 52-35, on Wednesday, facing semifinal round action Friday at 2, live on KNDY.
Small blister-like bumps on the leaves of ivy geraniums, sweet potato vines, tomatoes, and other plants growing indoors or in greenhouses are symptoms of oedema and intumescence. Fortunately, these are physiological problems and not caused by disease or insects. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Basically, the plant forms these growths in response to the environment. The two terms are often used interchangeably, and the cause is not well known. Many researchers believe the plant absorbs more moisture faster than it loses it through transpiration. Others are finding it related to light quality. These conditions cause the blister-like bumps that eventually turn brown, dry, and corky. The problem often corrects itself once the plants move into the garden and receive the preferred growing conditions. In the meantime, continue to water and fertilize as needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Tax refund burning a hole in your pocket? Turn that into your new ride from Crown Over Auto Sales. Take a look, and if it's not on the lot, let Ethan and Andrew find it for you. If you know what you want or want to spend, Crown Over makes it work for you. Find them across from Valley Vet in Marysville or online at crownoverautosales.com.
Perhaps you don't think you'd care to go to an art museum. But what about a museum that had a Soviet satellite crash right in front of it? Well, that strange fact is enough to get folks here. And what they find is an interesting tale about a visitor from space and some great art as well. It's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the early morning hours of September 5, 1962, two Manitowoc, Wisconsin police officers discovered a piece of smoldering metal about the size of a hubcap laying in the middle of 8th Street. They kicked it to the side of the road and didn't give it much thought until they got back to headquarters.
The original piece was only in Manitowoc for a matter of hours. The FBI and the Air Force took it from us. They brought it to a lab in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
And that lab identified it as a piece of the Soviet Union's Sputnik 4 satellite that had crashed back to Earth. Greg Vadney says that largest piece fell right in front of the Rahr West Art Museum. They have that piece here on display. At least in a sense.
NASA was nice enough to make some molds. So we have here in Manitowoc three copies of this piece. One is on exhibit at the Rahr West.
You'd never know it's just a replica. The original was given back to the Soviet Union, but the Rahr West has made the Sputnik crash an important part of the displays here, both inside the museum and on the street in front of the museum where the piece fell. Greg says the strange incident has made this a place truly like none other.
We have thousands of people each year who come here to the Rahr West and they go, yeah, you got Warhol, whatever. Oh, you got this nice historic mansion, whatever. I want to see Sputnik. I want to see this piece. I want to see where this fell. Because this is something that no other place can boast of.
Greg says the Sputnik incident here has been a great way to get people who don't think they'd like art to actually come inside an art museum. And many not only feel their curiosity about the space crash, but they learn they enjoy art as well. It's a unique and fun place to check out, and admission is free. Traveling the countryside in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.
Protect your sheep and goats from blood-sucking parasites. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Understand the parasite life cycle and don't let your animals graze to the ground as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Parasites is part of owning sheep and goats. They all have worms to some degree, but the most concerning is a blood-sucking parasite called the barber pole worm that lives in the animal's stomach. It causes anemia and, in many cases, even death. Mark Kepler is an extension educator at Purdue University. He says the key to parasite control is pasture management. Rotate sheep and goats to grasses that are at least 4 inches tall. If the animals are grazing in the same place all the time, they'll eat it down to the ground, which makes it very easy to pick up the worms.
The worm is inside of the animal. It lays an egg inside of the animal. When the animal defecates, that egg falls out on the grass. And then that egg will hatch out, and a little tiny worm will crawl up the grass blade, just a little bit. And so when the animal comes along and eats that grass blade, it's eating that worm and putting it into its body.
There are dewormers, but if they're overused, the parasites can build up resistance. Check the color of the membrane around the animal's eyes. If it's white and not pink, it signals anemia. Another way to determine worm load and if the treatment is working is to collect fecal samples.
Take it to the vet, and he'll look at it and say whether you got worms or don't, or what kind you got. I give him the drug, come back, whatever the vet says, usually about 2 weeks later, and then I see again what kind of egg numbers I got. If I got the same number of eggs I had the first time around, I got resistance, and that drug isn't doing me any good.
Keep in mind the number of worms, their impact on the herd, and their level of resistance will vary from farm to farm. Learn more about controlling sheep and goat parasites at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a like-new 2023 Buick Envision Essence. A 2018 Toyota RAV4 is in on trade, along with a 2016 Chevy Equinox and a pair of 2015 Chevy Equinox. Used cars priced right, ready to roll at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Artificial intelligence could be a useful tool for agriculture. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Once upon a time, artificial intelligence was strictly science fiction. Today, it's science fact, but it's also a bit controversial. Here's Jessica Wido, head of an AI research unit at the University of Illinois.
We believe foundational advances in AI are essential for inspiring use, inspiring change for the future of agriculture in an environmentally friendly, sustainable, affordable way for diverse farming communities.
While some fear that AI will eliminate the need for many things currently done by humans, Wido suggests otherwise.
We believe this will be essential in not replacing extension agents, but helping them reach a broader, diverse community of farmers and productions with these chatbots that are augmenting what an extension agent can do.
And Jorge Hayrod from John Deere talked about that company's use of AI.
Over the last few years, we've started adding artificial intelligence to try to figure out how we can do things better so that the farmer can concentrate on other things and get more productivity, more profitability, more sustainability in their operations.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bids are being accepted for the Ronald L. Jaquist Family Trust on two properties in Sutter Township located west of Winifred. The first, approximately 80-acre tract with approximately 60 tillable crop acres. The second tract, approximately 156 acres, 42-acre CRP, 98-acres pasture. Property subject to easements and right-of-ways of record. For inspections or details or to obtain a bid sheet, contact Galloway, Biggers & Brunniger at 562-2375. Or email jason@gwblaw.net or visit the website sealedbidauction.net. Bids must be received no later than noon Friday, March 15th. Seller reserves the right to accept any bid, reject all bids, or invite certain bidders to a subsequent private auction. Again, contact Galloway, Wiggers & Brunniger at 562-2375 for more details, inspection, and bidding information.
Good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Thursday, now March the 7th of 2024, and at these times, we will now be taking a shift and taking a look at the current soil temperatures. As soil temperature directly affects plant growth, most soil organisms function best at an optimum soil temperature. Impacting the rate of nitrification also influences soil moisture content, aeration, and availability of plant nutrients as we get closer to the planting season. We'll take a look at a couple of different regions from the west, central, and eastern portions of the Sunflower State. We'll start out west, which is primarily the coolest portion of the state, especially in the north. northwest corner. We'll take a look in Colby as the current 4-inch soil temperature is at 42 degrees, which is right on their 7-day average of 42. Kind of on the central western portion in Tribune, 44 degrees is their current 4-inch soil temperature, which is a bit cooler than their 45-day, 7-day average. And looking down in far southwest in Satanta, currently 48 degrees at the 4-inch soil depth, which is a bit warmer than their 7-day average of 47 degrees. Now we'll look across the central belt of the state, north central up near Belleville, 40 degrees is the current temperature, which is a bit cooler than their 7-day average of 41 degrees. Right in the central portion of the state, we'll take a look in Little River, 47 degrees is the current 4-inch soil temperature, as the 7-day average is a bit warmer than that at 48 degrees. And in south central Kansas, we'll take a look in Harper, 49 degrees, the current temperature with their 7-day average currently right now at 48 degrees. Looking across the eastern third of the state, we'll head all the way up into the northeast in Hiawatha. Their current 4-inch soil temperature is at 45 degrees, which is right on the 7-day average of 45 degrees up in that region. We'll take a look down in the central but eastern belt of the state in Welda. 50 degrees is their current soil temperature, which is right on their 7-day average of 50 degrees as well. And last but not least, we'll take a look down in southeastern Kansas as we get closer to the Oklahoma border in Parsons. 51 degrees is the current temperature, which is a bit warmer than their 7-day average of 49 degrees Fahrenheit.
Hey farmers, after doing business with Kaufman Seeds for over 25 years, I find that Kaufman Seeds gives you some great seed choices for your farming operation. Like Kaufman Seeds Corn 117-23. It's a new 117-day RM hybrid. Consistent high-performing yield history for over 3 years. And is an excellent choice for irrigated land. Order it now and you'll receive an early order discount.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2833. 36 Kaufman Seed.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Third Road Ag Sales is still offering the highest cash discount of 13% for seed orders, featuring fully treated soybeans for $62 per unit, including ExtendFlex and Enlist traits. Seed tender use available. Low salt starter fertilizer, $8.29.2 with sulfur and zinc pre-blended for $5.50 with on-site delivery or pick up at Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville. Call John Hankey today at 785-562-7157. That's Third Road Ag Sales at 785-562-7157. Offering 13% off seed orders and a great price on low salt starter fertilizer right now.
If it's a wet spring in your area, let the cover crops grow a little longer. This strategy can help get your cash crops in the ground on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Let your cover crops grow a little longer in the spring, especially if it's been raining a lot. This can help no-till farmers avoid a delay in planting corn and soybeans because of soggy field conditions. Heidi Reed is an extension educator at Penn State University. She says over 3 years, they tested 5 sites where they planted into green cereal rye cover crops and compared it to cereal rye that was terminated before planting. They wanted to see how this affected soil moisture levels.
We found that in both corn and soybean,
planting green reduced soil moisture in the top 3 inches of the soil profile significantly compared to our cover crop that was pre-plant killed. And then, as we continued to measure soil moisture through the growing season, we typically saw that soil in the planting green treatment was more moist compared to the pre-plant kill.
The study showed that soybean yield was not influenced by planting green, but corn yield was. Reed says the corn stand reduction could be due to the cooling of the soil by the biomass or the cover crop devouring the available nitrogen. If you'd like to give this method a try,
we would recommend reducing the cover crop seeding rate to about half a bushel compared to a full rate of a bushel or greater. That can help there be a manageable amount of biomass in the spring for planting green, and then also not applying too much fertility because that can cause the cover crops to grow really quickly and can just make management difficult.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about planting into cover crops at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Good Thursday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday, still seeing quite a bit of traders short covering ahead of tomorrow's crop estimates, higher in the grains and the oil seeds, and now starting to see pretty much green all throughout the livestock as well. Live cattle has been higher all day. April up 142 at 188.67. June live cattle up 115 at 184.42. Doing some recovery is the feeder cattle markets. March still down 7 cents at $250.95 per hundredweight, but the later futures all in the green, including April up 35 at 256.22. Same story for the hogs. April hogs down 15 to 84.85. However, green beyond that, May lean hogs up 70 cents at 91.47. Into the grains today, corn for March up 8 and a quarter at 426 and a quarter. May's up 8 and a half to 437 and a quarter. Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat all experiencing some decent gains today. Large international wheat demand is driving those numbers. March Kansas City wheat up 18 and a quarter to 594 and a half. May's up 18 and three quarters to 575. Oats still a bit higher today. May now up 4 to 360 and a half a cent. Into the soybeans, a double-digit jump as well. March beans up 13 to 1153 and a quarter. May's up 11 and a quarter to 1159 and a half. The meal's up 270 at 337.60, and soy oil up 117 at 45.95. May cotton still up the limit, up 400 points at 99.28. Looking down Wall Street, we see the S&P rising to a new record, currently up 52 points at 5,156. The NASDAQ up 245 at 16,276. And the Dow up 165 at 38,826. Into the energy markets, we're seeing some slightly higher numbers with crude oil up 3 cents at 79.16 a barrel, unleaded gas up 2 cents a gallon to 257, heating oil up 3 now to 270, though natural gas a bit lower, April down 8 at 184. Into the metals, we see April gold up $7.70 per ounce at $2,165.90, March silver up 24 to 24.51, and lastly, the dollar index still quite weaker today, March down 48 at 102.83.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
Equipment rentals from Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber make the job easier if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. From power tools to generators, air compressors to nailers and fasteners, concrete tools, scaffolding, and more, rent a Bobcat, dump truck, man lift, ladder, scaffolding, as well as pressure washers, insulation blowers, drywall tools, tile cutters, and more. Rent by the half day, day, weekend, or week. See the entire list online, including pricing, at axtollumber.com or visit either location today.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The Wildlife and Outdoor Enterprise Management, or WOAM major, provides a distinctive learning experience for students wanting to incorporate the outdoors into their future careers. K-State sophomore and WOAM major Lily Nelson relays a general overview of the subject and what kinds of students should consider pursuing this program.
The program is really awesome. I love all the hands-on stuff we get to do. It's a very hands-on program. We get to do different trips to go learn all about different shooting sports. We take lots of different little field trips to go down to the river and learn stuff just hands-on. And that's one of my favorite parts of the program in general. I also just love how specific the things that we are learning are. They're very interesting, and it just makes you want to learn more about each topic that we're going into. Since it is such a small program, I do get to know all the other students in the program as well as our faculty. This program is very open to all people from all different backgrounds. I know a couple of students that had never touched a firearm before they came into the program, but everyone, just the community aspect is just so strong that we are so welcoming to anyone from any background, whether you've never hunted before or you've been a hunter for your entire life. Our professors and the other students will guide them and push them along the right track and help them figure out exactly what they're doing.
Nelson explains a few of the potential careers after graduation.
So after college, my hope is to go into the firearms industry. That's always been my passion. I don't know exactly what I want to do within the industry, but I'm really excited for whatever opportunities presents itself when the time comes to be looking for a career. Recently, I've really been into the shotgun sport side of things. I got to go down to the NSCA National Championship earlier this year, and that really opened up my eyes to a whole other side of the industry that I'd never really experienced before. So some of my classmates are looking to do like opening an outfitter, so guiding all kinds of hunts, as well as like land management companies where they'll go in and manage your land for different purposes, such as like upland game bird, waterfowl, or big game management.
She discusses her current employment within WOAM.
So I am our social media manager. So I started doing this last semester. Essentially what I do is manage all of our social media. So I make social media posts, just promoting the program and different things that we have going on. Recently I've been doing a student spotlight every Friday. So I'll highlight a different student within the program to hopefully reach out to prospective students that might be in the program, so they get to know a little bit more about what people are wanting to do with the program and what they love about the program.
That was K-State sophomore and WOAM major Lily Nelson on one of the most unique disciplines at K-State, Wildlife and Outdoor Enterprise Management. Learn more at www.hnr.ksu.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas, at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Has he driven a Honeyman Ford?
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. A stock market rally has gained some momentum headed into the midday. The Dow Jones this morning was up more than 125 points. The S&P had picked up 0.9%. The NASDAQ 1.2%. Another 217,000 out-of-work Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. The figure was unchanged from the middle of February to the beginning of March. The overall unemployment rate has remained under 4% over the last 2 years. That's the longest streak since the 1960s. Federal officials are frustrated with Boeing in the investigation over a door panel that blew out mid-flight. The NTSB chair says the airplane maker has failed to hand over some documents. The company insists that it is cooperating. Panera Bread may be loosening its standards. Reuters says internal documents show Panera stores have been told to take down signs that say things like no antibiotics ever or animal welfare. Relaxing the standards could save millions as the company prepares to go public. Jim Ryan, ABC News.